to the Happy Underdog Podcast. This is your host, Travoy Pointer. If this is your first time tuning in to the Happy Underdog Podcast, I am an entrepreneur out of the Dallas, Texas area. I talk a lot about the grind, the process, just real scenarios that will get people through. A lot of us want to achieve significant goals, and sometimes it's a matter of like figuring out, how am I going to do it? What's the priority? What priorities do I need to have in order to get to this significant level? And what I try to do is hone in on the very minute things or the significant things to pay attention to in order to get yourself to the next level. As I've said before, it's so easy to look at the people that we look up to and admire, or people that may be quote unquote ahead of you at this point, and say, man, I want to just get there, right? We have to be able to identify and understand that, you know, it took that person time. You know, it didn't happen overnight, you know. So in order for us to get there, right, we have to have our own story, our own process, you know, figure out our own way, maneuver through the trials and tribulations of every day. And, you know, you allow us to get there ourselves. Each individual has their own situation. And what needs to really happen is that each of us need to be empowered with ways to get there, strategies to get there. What are the principles to get to where you're trying to get to? Have you identified those things yet? Right? So everyone does things differently. I believe I'm here to just put out different guides, different frameworks for different people. And I don't think that everything I say is going to apply. I'd be a fool to say that. But what I do think is that I could help open up perspectives and open up different avenues for people to go and say, you know what? By listening to this podcast that Travoy put out, it allowed me to go explore that area. And I really found out it was something else that is what I needed, you know, and that's what I want to do. So that's what this is about. It's nothing crazy. I just think that, you know, that everyone should feel extremely confident in what they want to do and how they're going to do it. And, you know, I don't want people to be regretful 20, 30, 40 years down the road from now. I want people to be able to wake up and say, I've lived a full life and I enjoyed the race. I enjoyed the challenges. I enjoyed the process because I was going towards and, you know, targeting the things that I really wanted to do every single day. And I'm happy whether I made it big time or whatever level it ends up getting to. You just know that you put full effort into something that you were passionate about. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Strictly for it. I want to talk about something that it's pretty to me. It's very important. It's a topic that may be a little touchy, but you know, again, it's worth discussing because these things are critical to our own individual progression. And it's how to pick the right people. How to choose. You know, and this could be in relationships, and it could be friendships and business associates. The whole deal. Whatever degree you want to take it to, you can apply these same concepts, because if we're going to have people in our lives every single day or every so often, either it's going to have to be two things that happen. You got to add value to them, and they got to add value to you. All right? I mean, at the end of the day, we're all trying to go somewhere. We're all trying to progress forward. We're trying to take care of our families, take care of ourselves, you know, do three great things, live a great life. And if you can surround yourself around people who feel the same way, and in addition to that, have a giving attitude, it's very optimal and it's very possible, and it increases your chances of doing so. I'm pretty sure most people have heard of the concept, a scarcity mindset versus an abundance mindset. And if you haven't, I'm going to dive into it really quick. A person with a scarcity mindset believes that there aren't enough resources in the world. There, for example, there's not enough money in the world. There's not enough space in the world. There's not enough opportunity in the world. And they feel that they have to get what they need for them immediately, right now, and they will basically sometimes take somebody out just to do that. A person with an abundance mindset believes that there's plentifulness. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of space. There's a lot of opportunity, et cetera, et cetera. You get my point. The topic of this podcast is how to pick the right people. This concept of abundance versus scarcity mindset is important because you have to be careful who you bring into your circle of association, right? If you bring in individuals who have a scarcity mindset and you're trying to go to a significant level, you're basically bringing in someone into your circle who's willingly, you know, naturally looking to take. They feel that whatever I see, I need to get it right now. If I see opportunity, I'm not concerned about anyone else. I need to get mine, and that's it. Right? So you're bringing in someone that is basically going to take from you immediately. Same for the opposite. If you bring in someone who has an abundance mindset, you're bringing in someone who thinks big picture. Hey, how can me and my partner, my friend, how can we win from this? How can we create an opportunity for ourselves, right? You're talking about someone who is going to take the time to understand the dynamics of your family. Someone who's going to take the time to understand what you're trying to do with your life. You're talking about the person who takes the time to understand how can they benefit you. Right now, in addition to that, you should be the same exact way. Do you see the win there? Right? If you bring in someone who thinks that way and you're thinking the same way, no one loses. No one loses. Elite individuals think that way. Anyone who, I won't say anyone because there are people who don't think that way and they still do very well in life. And I'm not naive to think that that's not the case. We're talking about achieving significant levels of success. We're talking about sustaining significant levels of success for a long time. We're talking about generational knowledge, passing that down over the next 100, 200 years. This is how you do that. You create and form a circle of individuals with an abundance mindset. And you create this energy of when I win, you win. When you win, I win. And we do this together and we create opportunities for each other. This is how we're going to win, all right? A person with a scarcity mindset, it's going to be very difficult to create momentum with that person because if they're always thinking about how they're going to get and gain for themselves and you're thinking about how you're going to win and gain for each other, there's a disconnect right there. So eventually, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Same as otherwise. If you had a scarcity mindset, and that person you bring in has a scarcity mindset as well, you guys are going to end up killing each other because everyone is thinking for themselves and not how they can create opportunities for each other. It's really simple. Now, you may be able to identify certain individuals in your circle right now. It's not for me to choose. It's for you to choose. How many individuals in your circle are coming in asking you for everything? Hey, man, can you give me this? Hey, man, can I get this from you? Hey man, can you spot me this? Can you show me this? Can you show me that? All right? When's the last time they've offered something to you? When's the last time they've added value to your life? If you're constantly adding value to other people's lives and they're not adding value to your life, there's a disconnect there. That's a scarcity versus abundance mindset. If you're genuinely giving out great information, giving out good energy, you know, doing what you can and doing what you love and helping out others in your circle, and you're not receiving that back, there's a disconnect. There's a problem. We're talking about achieving significant levels of success here. This is what the elite do. This is how the elite think. So my suggestion would be is that you do an audit on your inner circle. It's fair, and I'm speaking objectively. You need to find out who's taking and who's giving. And you probably want to gravitate towards the people who are giving. Now, you got to be a giver yourself. You can't be a taker and try to connect with more givers. You need to be a giver and try to connect with more givers. How do you spot? What's the criteria for spotting real friends or not? It's very difficult to do. We don't talk about this a lot, right? So at some point, you're going to have to jump into it and figure out some type of criteria, right? Now, all of this is based on you being a good person, you being authentic, you being genuine. So if you can't go and try to pick the right person, quote unquote, and not be the right person, right? So my assumption here is that you're focusing on yourself as well. You're building the greatness out of yourself as well. So I'm going to put that the disclaimer out there, you know, for that to be understood here. But you go out and you have your circle, your friends, your associations, and you're celebrating their wins. You're there for when things aren't great, and you're there when things are not so great and uplifting, right? So what happens when the reverse happens, you know, right? Or what happens when it's flipped around, when you're having, you know, the sorrowful times? There's someone there for you, or these people there for you, right? When you, another, you know what, you know, even better, when you're winning, who celebrates with you when you're winning? Your associations should celebrate your losses with you and your wins with you. You know what I see happen a lot? Not just myself and other people, just in general. When you win, the so-called friends, you don't hear from them. It's a scarcity mindset, I'm telling you. Abundance. People with abundance mindset. With an abundance mindset, I'm sorry. They celebrate wins with people, man. It's simple. People, you know, who get it, they understand that, you know, there's plenty of wins out here to get. Me celebrating somebody else's win is going to make me win even more. Enthusiasm. These are very, you know, clear-cut things that will let you know who are the right people I need to surround myself with. I'm trying to find individuals who will celebrate wins with me and losses with me, right? Because I'm going to celebrate the wins and losses with them. I want people who are going to be interested in what I want to do as an individual, in my individual path. Because I'm going to find out, hey, what do you want to do with your individual career? You know, how can I help get you to where you're trying to get to? If you can't have these conversations with each other, then what are we doing, right? You know what will happen after that? Then you guys will start doing business together. You automatically know what's going to work together. We're talking about how to find the right people, how to pick the right people on your team. And lastly, just to wrap this session up, long-term versus short-term. Are the people around you thinking long-term, quick, you know, quick movements, quick things, or long-term? Right? Long-term relationships last. Long-term thinking creates long-term relationships. If we're talking about, you know, how can we make a quick buck? How can we do this really fast? How can we? So, I mean, there's no value to that. Anything that comes quick, there's no value or very minimal value, right? We're the long-term people. There are not a lot of people that think long-term. So, and I'm saying this to say, if you want to weed out, you know, individuals who aren't right for you, and who aren't going to be conducive to your success. And you don't necessarily have to use this criteria, but you know, you should take this into consideration. I've after my research of very successful people, and you know, just people who are living life to their fullest, and I feel like I'm one of them. You know, regardless of whatever level that we're on, this is how you do it. This is how you get it done. It's a significant level of success, and this requires a significant level of thinking, and it requires a significant level of actions and behaviors. And you got to get in that conversation. You got to get in that act. At the end of the day, what I think is really important is that this concept of you deserve better. I deserve better. Right? We all deserve better. And better doesn't fall in our laps. Better takes planning. Better takes direction. Better takes targeting. You know, better takes us creating that for ourselves. What we can't do is accept anything. You have to have, you know, principles and standards and criterias for, you know, what you will and accept and what you won't accept. And this, the goal is to again become successful at what you're trying to do. At least that's what I'm trying to do. And I want people to feel and believe that they can actually do it. And in order to do that, you know, you got to switch some things up, put yourself in the right environment. So, you know, these are just things to think about. I thought this was a great podcast, to put together. And I thought that it would add value to individuals. And again, it may come off the wrong way, but it's the truth. It's the honesty. And I think people can, if they really, you know, let this saturate and think about it, I think people will understand and see the value that this podcast has. But that's how it goes. This is the Happy Underdog Podcast. I'm thankful for listening. All the comments and shares that have been happening over the last couple months. It's been amazing. This is, 2018. This is a great year ahead of us. I'm actually recording from New Orleans at the moment. So we've taken the podcast from the usual Dallas home base to on the road to New Orleans for right now. So I'm enjoying the scene and networking with people. And just building and improving every single day. And again, it's always good for me to hop on a podcast and just pass some nuggets that I'm learning on my journey as well. So thank you. If you want to reach out, trevoyp@gmail.com, trevoyp@gmail.com, or social media, Trevoy Pointer, trevoypointer. Reach out via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm always looking to comment back and share and talk and, you know, just cross ideas, man. I think all of us are on a path of learning and improving our lives, man, just to take it to another level. You know, I don't accept anything less than excellence and significant levels of success. That's what I want. I'm not perfect. There's days when I don't have it all, but I try to figure it out as I go. And I just, again, I want to pass this information to the next person. So if you got value from this, let me know. Share this podcast with a friend as well. And let's keep thriving and be great. Talk to you soon.